everybody. It is Mary Beth Haynes, also known as the gal who speaks with animals. And from my heart, I welcome you to another time together here with Awaken with Animals, an opportunity to activate a deeper and meaningful life. Over the last while, actually, there's been some shiftings that have been happening within. Sometimes they're more known to me, sometimes they're more subtle. Lately, there's something going on. There's something shifting. There's something changing. And although this can feel fearful at times, it could feel overwhelming at times, and sometimes it can even feel like, no, I don't want to do this. I embrace this opportunity because no matter what, it's coming forward for a reason, and it's coming forward because I'm ready. Now, I'm not sharing this message here to have it be all about me, because that's never my intention. However, when I do share parts and pieces of some personal things and my story and things like that, it's with my heart's intention to share them to see if maybe it resonates with you. Perhaps you're going through some similar things as well. Maybe there are some things that you're not quite understanding why they're happening and why they're coming up. And it's always my heart's intention to share with you that you're not alone, that there is a solution, and the answers are here. Sometimes we just don't know how to find them or access them. But I'm always being reminded, especially with our beautiful teams of guides and angels and our spirit teams, and also the collective animal energy and the collective animal spirit, for they bring us everything that we need. And so in this particular time together, you are invited to do some soul healing. The soul healing that has come forward is part of a program that I offer called Soul Healing with Animals. It's the first program. I actually have two levels of that program. And there is this beautiful species of insect called the cicada. And at the time of this recording, which is August, this is when cicada comes out in full force. When you hear them outside, when you hear their wings vibrating, when they're doing their mating calls to each other. But there's so much more to this than just that. You see, cicada has come forward to help us as humanity, and they've come forward as a gift to help us release and transform and heal. What this episode is all about is an opportunity for you to begin to understand cicada better and their gifts to humanity. And if you wish, if you choose, to further invite them and their healing frequency into your life. Cicada has come forward to be a part of it, if you wish to allow, for a reason and for a purpose. If you are driving at the time that you're listening to this, I encourage you to stop and do so when you're in a place of solitude or quiet. You want to make sure that you have no distractions around you, and you want to make sure that you are in a place where you're not having to keep your eyes on the road. We want to make sure that you stay safe if you're driving. This is more of a meditation that will follow and more of an opportunity for you to set your intention and give yourself that gift and that gratitude to be able to move forward in this soul healing aspect that is being gifted to you from cicada. And lastly, before we continue forward in working with cicada directly, if you are interested in more about this Soul Healing with Animals program, just send me a message at thegalspeaks@gmail.com and I'd be delighted and happy to share it with you. But for now, I invite you and I invite us all to set that intention to receive this gift from cicada, to receive this gift of healing and release and transformation. Thank you for being a part of this together. Hi everybody, it's Mary Beth Haynes, and I'm the gal who speaks with animals and the host of the Awaken with Animals podcast. Awaken with Animals is a collection of inspiring channelings from the animals themselves and messages of guidance from them, those that we call our friends. Anything from the journey of healing to the celebrations of life, there's an animal who has a story to tell, a lesson to teach us, and a gift to provide to us all. This podcast promises to bring you uplifting inspiration and divine loving guidance. So be prepared to be amazed at just how profoundly deep an animal's message can be, why they are here to assist humanity, and to learn just how many blessings they have to share with you. It is my heart's intention that as we awaken with animals, we will activate a deeper and meaningful life. Each summer, I always remember the sounds of the cicada. Their melody and music that they sing is unique, and they've always caught the attention of my ears ever since I was young. And you know what? I never knew exactly why. And then one day, while I was working in my office, cicada came to me. Their message was so strong, yet loving and gentle. And they helped me release some things that I was ready to let go of. Things that were deep rooted. So deep rooted emotions that were hanging on without a purpose. And it was a powerful experience and one that I will always remember. I am forever changed by their blessing of love and share such gratitude to them for their offering to us as humans. You see, cicada has joined us for a soul healing and to share a message of healing and guidance. Their message is of offering the release of what no longer serves, and they gift to us an invitation of transformation, of release and healing and expansion into our lives. And so as we build a relationship with cicada, we're invited to learn more about them. You see, because when we educate ourselves on how they live, their life cycle, and why they do what they do, we then open up a space to build a deeper connection together with them. And this is a space where transformation happens, and that's pretty powerful. When you begin to understand cicada better, you can then further invite their healing frequency into your life. You see, there's no coincidence that cicada is here right now. There's no coincidence that you are listening to this right now. Everything has been synchronistically planned. And cicada has come forward to be a part of it for a reason and for a purpose. And so before we get right into this soul healing gift from cicada, let's talk a little bit about cicada and maybe some what we'll call fun facts about them. So cicada comes from the elating language meaning tree cricket. They are actually a cousin to the cricket. Pretty neat, huh? There are over 3,390 known species worldwide, and each species of cicada has a different song. Cicada sizes, they vary from 0.75 to 2.25 inches, or 2.2 to 5.5 centimeters in length. Their colors can vary from brown, black, or green, and their eyes can be red, white, or blue. There are annual cicadas that arrive each year, and there are also periodical cicadas that arrive every 13 or 17 years. Periodical cicadas are only found in eastern North America. Cicadas can live anywhere from 4 to 17 years of age, depending on where they are, and whether they're annual or periodical. An annual cicada would have an average lifespan of 4 years, whereas a periodical cicada would live from 13 to 17 years. Some cicada calls, get this, can be heard up to 1 mile or 1.5 kilometers away. A group of cicadas singing is called a chorus, and their singing attracts both males and females together, and the buzzing sound that they make is their mating call. Cicadas are among the loudest insects known to man, and a swarm of them can produce sounds up to 120 decibels. So 120 decibels is louder than a rock concert, which is 115 decibels. Pretty neat, huh? So as you build relationship with cicada and find out more about them, you can even do a search on the internet and type up species of cicada or what types of species of cicada live in my geographical location. And then you can learn more about them in this way. It's pretty neat. So now that we have entered into the vibration of cicada, we've learned some fun facts about cicada, it's now time to do some soul healing with cicada, with their beautiful gift and offering to us as humanity, a gift of release, transformation, and so much more. Let's heal with cicada, and let's do it now. We are the cicada, and we are here with a powerful message of love and guidance to humanity. It is with our soul's purpose to encounter a blessing that is upon all living beings, the earth and all its inhabitants at this time of change, growth, and transition. We bring forward a vibration with our wings of love, healing, and an offering of release for what you choose to let go of in no longer serving you. If you would like to be a part of this, here is our message of direction to take in this meditation. Take a moment to just be present with where you are. If you're sitting, having a straight spine will be helpful. And if you're lying down, just taking up space of where you lay will be best. We invite you now to take a breath in and out gently, easily, and take another in and out easily and effortlessly. And one more time, breathing in and out with ease. Now on this next breath in, as you exhale, we invite you to blow a little longer, expelling more air gently and easily. And with your next breath inwards, inhale the loving guidance we are sending you and allow it to fill your lungs. You will feel your lungs expanding and your chest expanding as well. Hold for a couple seconds and then release slowly.
slowly. Now repeat this one more time, breathing inwards, inhaling the loving guidance we are sending you, allowing it to fill your lungs, hold for a couple seconds, and then release slowly. As you do this, we invite you to feel your chest, having released the energy of what no longer serves you. Know that it is so. It is done. You do not need to work on this any longer. Easily and effortlessly, it has been removed. Now we invite you to lie there or sit up straight for just a few more seconds. Sitting in this space of love, this space of comfort, this space of healing, and this space of being. We ask that if you are feeling emotional or having things come to the surface, to allow what comes through to happen with ease. The reason why this is happening is because of what you've just released. Your body and mind are adapting to this change, and it is healing in a vibratory manner. The resonance of our wings and the sound from them is abundant and glowing within. Know that clearing is happening, and we are grateful to be of service to humanity. We are the cicada, and we offer you this gift of healing love.